This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Are you ready for a Patriots Friday, Keith?
Of course I'm ready for a Patriots Friday, Jones. Couldn't be more ready. It's finally here. Finally upon us. 48 hours, give or take, from game two of the NFL season.
Yeah. First win?
First win. Yes. Yes? I'm saying yes. Yes. I won't leave you in suspense, everybody. I think they win this game. It might have more to do with the state of affairs that the Miami Dolphins are in right now than the New England Patriots, because neither team, after 1 week, would leave you with a lot of confidence. But I'll take the Patriots' mess as being a little bit less than the mess that is Miami.
Let me tell you, I heard Curran yesterday, tail end of his interview on WEEI Afternoons. They asked him, do the Patriots get their first win? He's like, nope. I read Phil Perry yesterday. He's got the Dolphins in this game. I saw Bedard is picking the Dolphins as well, so I don't know.
Really? Yeah, I mean, the Dolphins are a slight favorite, so it's not crazy if you pick the Dolphins.
It isn't crazy.
The Patriots never beat the Dolphins.
No, they never.
They never beat Tua,
ever. They've never went down there. They've never beat Tua. I don't think they've beaten McDaniel. So, yeah, the last time they won down there, we talked about this week, was literally the Antonio Brown game in 2019.
Pretty amazing.
So, I don't think it's crazy. I'm surprised that many people locally are picking against the Patriots this week.
Well, so what maybe happened is just at Miami, you kind of circled this one as a loss. You and I both did the very fun exercise of win-lossing the season when the schedule came out.
Yeah,
and
got to do it.
Had them beating the Raiders, had them losing to the Dolphins in Miami. Now, I don't think at that time we knew what kind of disaster the Dolphins would be right now, but I'm going to flip the two. The Patriots flipped the first game for me. I didn't flip. Going into that game, I thought they were going to beat the Raiders.
I was wrong. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think they will beat the Dolphins. And it doesn't mean, they got everything figured out and everything's going to be fine. The offense is great. Everybody's improving. No, because it looks like you're going to have no Christian Gonzalez again. That is a big issue, especially when you look at the receivers for the Miami Dolphins. So this isn't one of those, oh, you're picking the Dolphins, like, oh, that's crazy. I just happen to be picking the Patriots.
I'm just surprised, again, so many people are picking against them locally. And those are just three examples. But you can weigh in all day long here on a Patriots Friday. Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Your phone number, 617-779-7937. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We got a Top 5 Friday for you coming up at 10:45. Football movies, Keith.
Very simple. Top 5 football movies. It's football month over at the hashtag Dork Podcast. So we figure what a great way to sort of have synergy between the two.
Perfect word.
Yeah.
Synergy.
Yeah. That means I went to a meeting with a PowerPoint recently.
Yeah. Perfect synergy and a good time to rank our Top 5 football movies. So we'll do that at 10:45. We have the Friday 4-pack.
Yes.
At 11:30, we got Week in Review. At 12:45, we got the keys.
They're down the hall. I'll get them.
To Pats and Dolphins at 1 o'clock.
I'll get them.
And Milt the Stilt Williams going to join us at 1:15.
What a show.
Yeah.
What a nice little Friday show. TGIF, let me be the first to say it.
TGIF, okay. Indeed. It's a nice little way to lead right into the weekend here on WEEI. We mentioned the Dolphins are a mess.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel on the hot seat. They scored 8 points last week. They got blown out by Daniel Jones, Indiana Jones, and the Colts.
Yikes.
You look at the way that they seem to be unraveling with Tyreek Hill off the field. Tua getting called out by ex-teammates and by current teammates.
Yeah. We even saw Zach Wilson last week. You know, like that's what happened. Tua didn't even play the whole game.
Nope.
Zach Wilson went in. Maybe we'll see Quinn Ewers.
Maybe.
He's the third stringer there.
It came out yesterday. The Dolphins held a players-only meeting on their off day on Tuesday.
Awesome. Players-only meeting after one game.
Pizza party.
Yeah, it's over. It is over for the Dolphins.
So, yeah, I don't know if I'm picking the Patriots in this game. Well, let's find out on Sunday who wins and who loses. Like, I don't feel super strong about it. But if you lose to this team, a team that's already holding players 1 week into the year, holding a players only meeting. I don't know if that's a record, but as you like to say, Keith, it probably ties one.
It's gotta be. It probably does tie.
It's
a record.
Gotta at least be tied for the earliest players only meeting in NFL history, right after a week one loss. So
in many ways, whoever loses this game, the record will say 0-2, but it's gonna feel way worse.
Yeah,
it's almost like two losses. One because it's a division game. Another because both are looking at each other as this is an extremely winnable game.
This is a get-right game for both of you.
Yes. And so otherwise someone's going to continue to be wrong. Like, that's what it's going to be. Like, that is a tough pill to swallow. And not only are you 0-2, but it's Raiders-Dolphins or, in the other case, Colts-Patriots. Like, you're like, all right, at that point,
who are we going to beat?
15 more games of this? Yeah, like I would be, it'd be red flag city for either team that loses this one.
Yeah, text line is already asking, how are you two so confident?
I don't know.
I don't think we're confident.
No, I'm just picking. That's what I said. I'm just picking them.
We're just picking them to win. Are we projecting confidence in this team? I don't think so.
Are the Dolphins almost, I think, would prefer to get their coach fired, and so they might just lay down and die. Like, both teams are sort of desperate for this week two game, but there's like a different kind of consequences associated. Like, Mike Vrabel's not going anywhere. Drake May's not going anywhere. Josh McDaniels for this season's not going anywhere.
I'd add for this season on all of those three.
Let's see how bad it goes.
I guess. I mean,
if you're losing to this
Dolphins team this weekend, yeah. I'll allow four. They're all safe for the year, and then let's talk.
But as of this moment, if you were doing a hot seat power rankings for NFL head coaches, Mike McDaniel might be the hottest, and Vrabel honestly might be the coldest.
Yeah.
Outside of, like, you know, Andy Reid and guys like that.
It's a good tiers idea for next week.
Coaching
hot seat tiers.
Hot seat tiers.
Yeah.
Coaching confidence tiers, which you will then try to power rank.
No, hot seat tiers.
Hot seat tiers.
Who's got the hottest hot seat? McDaniel's on his own
tier. Oh, we make that tier red.
Yeah.
That seat's so hot.
Yeah.
Like orange. And or blue. You know, sometimes when fire's blue, it's so hot.
Oh, that's real hot.
That's the hottest.
Anybody else on the McDaniel's tier? Or McDaniel tier, excuse me.
It's one of them. Dayball, maybe?
I don't think anybody's right. There with
maybe
him.
Not. Maybe
it's
not.
Clear that one of them was on fire.
That would be the top. We've already done it.
Wow, tiers are done.
Should we do it now? Right,
good job, guys. We did it.
The men made their escape last month, they were captured on fire themselves.
That's Mike McDaniel.
Themselves.
Nice. Yeah, no, Mike McDaniel. So, like, both teams would look at it as 0-2, what kind of chances for a playoffs, what kind of chances do we have to salvage the season, all this, that, and the other thing. Whereas a win for either team, all right, you're going to be 1-1, like, probably half the league. Like, we'll see what the standings look like right after week two is in the books, but then you're fine. Like, you're back on track. Nobody said the Patriots need to start the year 5-0. You're like, 2-2. Start the year 2-2. You won four games a year ago. But 0-2 with the teams that you are facing, like, that's going to be tough.
So what do you guys think about the game this weekend? Keith and I both picking the Pats on Sunday. We are not confident. I guess we're projecting false confidence here. We are not confident. But you got to make a pick. Who are you taking? 617-779-7937.
It is rather than, like, who's going to win the game, like, who's going to lose the game? Who's going to lose the game more? I think the Dolphins will lose the game more.
Text line just gave us a good point. I knew they played the Bills next week. I didn't realize that's the Thursday game. So,
Dolphins have a short week?
Dolphins have a short week at Buffalo.
Oh.
So if they don't win this,
trap game? Like, look ahead game?
Well, they're going to need this game, to the Texans point, and I think that's a fair point.
0-3. I mean, McDaniel might.
He's on fire. He'll get. That's a good time to fire a coach. Like, you're 0-3, and then you have 10 days to get ready?
Yeah,
it's a good time to fire a coach. So they're going to need it. He's going to need it. What do you guys expect to happen on Sunday? 617-779-7937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And you heard Josh McDaniels off the top. We mentioned this late in the show yesterday. McDaniels, is there too much on Drake May's plate? No.
No, not enough, man.
Absolutely not too much on his plate.
That's what the head coach said.
He segued into another answer about Drake May. We've discussed, is Drake May the guy? Text line is definitively saying, guys, he is not. You're crazy. You're delusional. Tua is a seasoned quarterback. Drake May is not the guy. Josh McDaniels would disagree with that.
And I would say the biggest thing for me is just, you know, he's a young quarterback. You know, he's a young quarterback. You know, he's learning through all these experiences. And he's the right guy. And so we're going to have an opportunity to continue to grow and improve and get better. And I think I would be really, you know, jumping ahead and jumping the gun if I tried to sit here and pinpoint one or two things. We work on a lot of things to try to get better every day, and he's gonna improve.
Okay, you know,
he's the guy. You know,
he didn't even say, you
he's
know,
a young quarterback. You know,
if you say you know twice, I feel like you're not even super confident in what you're saying. You know,
you know,
yeah,
no, we got it. He's young. We got
pretty
it.
Clear.
You know, he's a young quarterback.
Yeah,
you know, he's.
Yeah, I know. He's young. Came in the league young, still young. He's a young gun.
Young quarterbacks, most of them have done more than what he's done. Just look at the other young quarterbacks in his draft class. Most of them have already done more than he's done.
Yeah, he's a little bit lagging behind the race.
Although Jaden Daniels not so hot last night.
No. Although Jaden Daniels kind of gets a free pass based on what he did a year ago.
I mean, I don't think you can say let's take Drake May
Daniels. No, but you're right. Overall, he was not very good.
Bad. If we'll be consistent, bad night for Jaden Daniels.
Good Packers team.
Real. They look great.
I think I was a year too early on my Super Bowl Packers pick. I had them winning the Super Bowl last year.
You had them winning the. Did you also have Love winning the MVP?
Yeah, I think I was a year too soon.
Yeah,
this happens.
You might
be premature.
Yeah,
happens.
Yeah, you were a tod early.
Notable
is what you were. Yeah,
exactly.
Last night was a good reason to trade for Micah Parsons.
Yeah,
like that's when the Patriots.
That's a menace.
I forget who had this in the last week. I think it was your girl Russini.
Sure,
she said that the Patriots were among the teams that called.
They called.
Yep, they found out what the price tag was, meaning draft compensation and the contract,
they
basically, they didn't follow through. They were one of the many teams that didn't.
We'll call you back.
But, I don't know, last night was a great example as to what he was everywhere last night.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean,
that defense is good anyway.
Oh, they're
that's a legitimate team.
That's a loaded team.
I feel great about them winning the division now.
I don't.
I think the Vikings and the Lions are both going to be worse.
I don't remember where I picked them, but I was
Packers?
Was way too low on them. I might not even have them in the playoffs.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious.
That's a terrible.
I don't know what the they're doing. Do you understand that?
I was definitely too low on them wherever
you have
I had
Green
them.
Bay Packers in the wow. I think I had Micah Parsons winning Defensive Player of the Year, although that he was the favorite, so that's not like a bold flavor.
Not the hottest.
Well, no, but I liked him even before, but, you know, a little motivation.
Uh-huh.
I got to look up your picks now because I'm fascinated by that. You already got one wrong. How can you already get one wrong? They barely played week two.
I definitely didn't have him winning the division. Maybe I had him in the playoffs.
You had him as a wild card.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, not so bad, Jones.
You're all right.
Not so
Lions winning the North, and then the Packers wild card.
Yeah, I'd like to flip those.
You also had the Panthers in the wild card.
Well, it's only 1 week. I had the Titans winning their division, too, so it's not going so hot out of the chute.
It's a long season.
It has a bold flavor, is what it was.
And we all have the Patriots in the playoffs, except for Billy.
True.
Yeah.
Billy.
He's going to get one there. He's on,
Billy's good at these things. Billy won this last
year. No, I'm not running away from good at these things. I'm not running away just yet. Pats. They'll be fine.
So, Josh wants us to know that Drake May is very, very young. He's a young quarterback, you know.
Got it. I'm shooketh.
I know that he's young. I'm aware that he's young, and he's the guy.
Do you feel any better after listening to Josh McDaniels yesterday?
I don't.
I think that was supposed to, like, calm people down a little bit. I don't really feel any better.
No.
Let's see some results on the field. Then I'll feel better.
I got to double check. Was the question, is he the guy? Or did you just offer up that he's the guy?
No, that was part of a longer answer.
That's strange.
I can find that for you. But no, he segued into that. He was not.
You know, he's a young quarterback. You know?
He was asked, how old is Drake May?
What do you want me to do with him? He's not Tom Brady, guys. Leave me alone. You want us to score two touchdowns?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. No, I don't feel great about it. And I think just the more opportunity. We hear from Vrabel several times. We hear from McDaniels here and there. I just think the messaging between Vrabel and McDaniels, how in lockstep are those two, or how far apart are those two? And then you have Drake May somewhere in the middle. I think that's going to be pretty fascinating to watch all season long.
I do think listening to the full Josh McDaniels press conference yesterday, he took some accountability, you know, for getting away from the running game. We highlighted this yesterday. You know, he really applauded Drake May for being smart with his running yesterday and not getting himself hurt, which neither you or I liked. We'll get into that coming up
in
just a little bit. There was one odd exchange, and I didn't ask Nick to pull it, but while we're talking McDaniels, he was asked about Vrabel's comments about getting some plays in quick enough, and McDaniels looked pretty put off by that. He's like, I don't know. I mean, that's not anything that Vrabel brought up to me about getting the play calls in quickly, but, you know, that's obviously my job.
Yeah.
And so
friction.
There is friction there.
There's a little friction
now,
there.
Now, you win a couple games.
Goes away.
That will go away.
At least lessons.
But right now, that's simmering. The friction between McDaniels and Vrabel and Mays somewhere in the middle, that's already simmering, and a win will do you a lot of favors to get rid of that, at least in the interim. And if you lose, it's going to snowball.
Well, yeah, and we ask this question a lot when you've seen teams that either one side of the ball is a lot better than the other. And the defense wasn't great last week. They were better than the offense. I don't think they were great. But if you play it out, say this week, all right, Terrell Williams is going to be calling plays defensively. Let's say Mike Vrabel is. So now Mike Vrabel's spending more of his time on defense, and let's say they have a good game and the offense struggles. Now it's even more like, hey, you need to handle the offense. Like, you're in charge of the, you're the head coach of the offense. I know that's what Mayo said about Van Pelt last year, but because Vrabel's going to have to, even though he's the head coach of the entire football team, he is going to have to prioritize defense because of this latest health issue with Terrell Williams. So couldn't you see it even splitting even more if things don't go well this weekend? So there is really a lot at stake on Sunday.
There is. And maybe we'll get that answer from Vrabel. He's scheduled to speak around 1 o'clock today. So maybe we'll get that answer from him about who's going to call the plays. Both you and I think it should be Vrabel on Sunday. But you're right. If he's more focused and has to be more hands-on defense, whether he's calling the plays or not, I think he's going to have to be. Well, that means it's McDaniels and May on the other side. And if it's another poor offensive performance, those are the two we're going to be looking at, although our eyes are already on him after last week's loss to the Raiders.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.